Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. A few years ago, I was in Philadelphia for a bioethics conference. And one of the evenings of the conference, I had some time, and so I took one of the bus stop tours that drove around Philadelphia. And because I had never been there, it was a great chance to be able to see some of the history of the city and learn about different parts of it, while also actually getting to see more of Philadelphia than just the hotel and the place where the conference happened. And so as we were driving around, the man who was facilitating the tour had this big personality and was reciting all these things about the different places that we visited. And at one point, we had gotten off the bus and we were looking at the skyline. And he started to tell the story about this very wealthy woman who had millions of dollars given to her through the wealth of her parents, and how she gave millions of dollars away, in particular, to assist African Americans and Native Americans in different places around the country. And as he was talking about this, I was getting really excited that I was on this random bus tour in Philadelphia, and they were talking about St. Catherine Drexel. And so today is the feast of St. Catherine Drexel. And as I was reading a little article about her online, I was struck by a couple details that they chose to include. So what's fairly commonly known is that St. Catherine Drexel worked significantly with African Americans and Native Americans, largely to provide the opportunity for education. And through that, she also came to South Dakota and is one of the only saints that I know of who actually was in my state at some point. But in the article I read about St. Catherine Drexel, it mentions how she went to the Holy Father at that time, Pope Leo XIII, and brought this request of asking for more missionaries to be sent to the United States. And the Pope, instead of simply answering her request or promising to send more missionaries, instead he asked, "Why don't you become a missionary?" And this prompted her to deeply consider what was her call in life, what was she supposed to do. And so instead of pursuing a life of ease and fortune, she instead gave up millions of dollars in order to form a religious community and continue the work that had been started in many ways by her parents and continued by her sisters. Near the end of the article about St. Catherine Drexel, it mentioned that when she was 77, she had a heart attack and she was forced to retire from much of the work that she was doing. But she continued to live for almost 20 more years, and that this was a time that she used for quiet and intense prayer back home in Philadelphia. And it seems like it's easy for me to imagine the saints either completely embracing a contemplative life or completely embracing this active life. But for some reason, it's always surprising to me when I see that their lives were filled with so many unknowns, that they wrestle with different questions, right? That St. Catherine Drexel brought this request to the Pope, they need more missionaries, and his response is surprising to her. Why don't you fulfill the need that you know is there? And so that prompts her to become a religious sister and to invite others into this mission with her. And then she does that for many years, faithfully spreading the gospel, informing schools, and traveling across much of the country. But then she experiences this physical ailment, which prevents her from continuing that work. But that the mission isn't over. Instead, she spends a couple decades in prayer, right? Uniting herself to the Lord. It wasn't something that she had necessarily planned or maybe even hoped for, but that the Lord continued to use her in a very different way. And so this prompts me to consider, in what areas of my life is the Lord calling me to be a missionary more intensely and more intentionally? And also, in what areas of my life is He calling me to embrace a radical sense of being a contemplative? Because they both must go together, this active life and this contemplative life. Hearing the stories of the saints and how they deal with unexpected situations always reminds me that they didn't know the whole story. They didn't know everything that was going to happen. Like the apostles, they simply have to continue to ask the Lord, "What is your will?" and to follow Him in whatever He invites them into. And this relates closely to the gospel that's offered for today from the Gospel of Matthew, where the mother of the sons of Zebedee approaches Jesus and asks for her sons to be seated, one at His right and one at His left in His kingdom. And Jesus responds by asking if they can drink the chalice that He's going to drink, and they say that they can. And so He tells them, "You will, but what you're asking for, I can't give you. It's something that My Father has prepared." And then the other 10, right, they respond with this frustration, right, that these brothers are trying to receive this honor ahead of the rest of them. And Jesus tells them all, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." And so we see the truth in this gospel mirrored in the life of St. Catherine Drexel, born into wealth and privilege, but choosing to share and to be generous with those who have little. And that the way that she became great was by becoming very little. And the Lord wants to do that with me too. He wants me to become great by allowing me to become very little so that He can be magnified in my life. Let us pray. Lord, thank You for calling us to live in a way that is different. For calling us to be little so that You might be magnified through our lives. We thank You for the witness of St. Catherine Drexel, for her missionary zeal, and for her contemplative spirit. Please grant us the grace to be missionaries in the ways that You desire us to be, but to always return and draw close to your heart in prayer and silence. St. Catherine Drexel, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.